The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Niksen, the art of doing nothing, it's a Dutch phrase that has taken on some traction in recent years. It's somewhere between mindfulness and, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I do have someone who can tell me. And this is the author of a book called Niksen, Embracing the Dutch Art of Doing Nothing, which is available wherever books are sold. And author Olga Mekking, good morning.
Good morning.
I had never heard of this term before, Niksen. Can you tell us where it comes from?
So I'm not sure where exactly it comes from. I just know it's a Dutch word, so it's been around in the Dutch language for a long time, I guess. And it literally means doing nothing. So it's a verb that means doing nothing, which is, I think it's really cool. Because in English, you have to say to do nothing or not to do anything. And in Dutch, it's just one word.
So this is doing absolutely nothing, but it makes it seem like it's an action rather than an inaction.
Yeah, right. But yeah, that's the problem with verbs, that they often refer to an action or a state. So maybe it's more of a state verb rather than an action verb. Like you're in a state of doing nothing, like sleep, right? Sleep is also a state.
Now, tell me how long people have been embracing Niksen.
So the word itself has been, as I said, has been around for a long time. But so I really encountered it for the first time in 2019. Mm-hmm. And in an article about that by a Dutch journalist in a wellness magazine. And then I wrote about it twice for another wellness magazine in the US and then the New York Times. And then it went viral, and that's how the book happened. And I guess it really resonated with people all over the world.
Now, when you say doing nothing, could it mean going for a coffee, for example? Or is that doing something? Is that not Niksen?
It's a good question and a tricky one a bit. So in my, in the book, I use a definition of doing nothing, which is to do nothing without a purpose. Because I thought, so often we scroll Facebook or social media, or whatever, read emails. And if someone asks us, hey, what you doing? And we say, oh, nothing. But it's not nothing. We're reading emails, right? But if, for example, if you go for a coffee and sit down and watch people walk by, that would be Niksen for me.
That would be Niksen. If I go to the park and I sit on a park bench and I watch the clouds, that's definitely Niksen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
What are the benefits, according to those who practice it? What are the benefits of Niksen?
And so, yeah, so for my book, I talked to a few experts, and there are three kinds of benefits. And there is, the mental, because it's like a break or a relaxation. Then there are the creativity benefits, because ideas, they don't happen when you're focused on finding ideas. They happen when you're absolutely unfocused and doing something like going for a walk or you're in the bathtub. It's very cliche, but it's also true. And the third part is obviously productivity, because if you don't take breaks, your productivity, the quality of your work decreases, right? So you need regular breaks to keep it up.
So are you encouraging employers then to give their employees Niksen breaks?
Absolutely, yes. And actually, from other studies, for example, paternity leave, there's been some studies showing that even if fathers had that option, they wouldn't take it unless the managers took it too. So it has to come from the top.
Okay, you say parental leave. Men didn't tend to take that parental leave unless they were told, you got to take it. And you're saying people won't Niksen unless they're told to Niksen.
No, not just told, but shown. And shown by, the management and people in top positions, simply because they don't feel it's allowed and it's it's encouraged and they don't feel guilty about doing it or not doing it.
The question of comparing it to a thing that's very trendy at the moment, and that's mindfulness. What's the difference between Niksen and mindfulness?
Yeah, so there are different types of mindfulness, and some would be very similar to Niksen, because I wrote in the book, no, it's not mindfulness, because for mindfulness, you have to clear your mind, you have to do all those special things and go to a special room and play music and whatever and meditate. But there are some other kinds of mindfulness. And for example, my friend told me, no, you know, I go to a cafe and I sit down, I watch people go by. And for her, that's mindfulness. And for me, that's Nixon. So it can be the same thing, depending on, you know, how you look at it. And
okay. How do you personally practice Nixon?
Yeah, so often it's, for example, when I'm on a train or in the bus. And yeah, I usually have my book with me or my phone, but sometimes we just look at the window and see how the landscape is changing, or how, you know, I live in The Hague, which is a very pretty city. So I watch how, you know, that's the house and that's the street and what are the people doing, that kind of thing. Or when I read a book and I encounter a really nice sentence or something that I really need to think about, I would put the book away and do nothing for a while to really kind of to understand what I've been reading.
All right. Well, an old poem springs to mind. What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. Olga, thank you very much for joining us. Her book is called Nixon, Embracing the Dutch Art of Doing Nothing. And it's available where books are sold.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.